We're recording now.
Is this the part you cut out, or do you leave it in sometimes?
What?
He's recording.
We're recording now. Do you leave that in?
I almost always cut that out. What comes after that, it depends.
Well, now you have to leave it in this episode.
Well, if it's interesting, I leave it in. So.
Oh.
Good.
Well, is this interesting? Am I entertaining you? Are you not entertained?
I am entertained.
Now I have the image of Brita as a gladiator.
Well.
Hold on.
That's an accurate image, Jay.
Yeah, but there's a lot of leather in this. I'm just saying.
Do you need a moment?
They had some of those outfits for sale at the Link Fest.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Hey, there was
moving on.
Good evening, squirrels.
Actually, I saw a whole leather outfit that was like the Wonder Woman leather.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Now I'm going to need
it. It was really awesome.
She needs a minute.
And actually, we saw a woman who was wearing that. Remember?
Yep.
It was cool.
I assume this is the new Wonder Woman, not the Linda.
Yeah.
Linda.
Yeah, the new leather, bronze, kind of, it was cool.
For like an insane amount of money.
Oh,
yes,
God.
It was very, very expensive.
it's probably skirting quadruple digits.
I didn't really look because it was like one of those things like, well, yeah. Why even look?
If you have to ask.
Yeah.
If I actually see the price, my eyes are going to pop right out of my skull.
Anyway, good night, good night, everybody. But good evening. Welcome to the Squirrel Report.
Shortest
the show is not night. Over. Shortest show ever.
So we were right before I pushed record, we were discussing the weather, as one does.
Yes, when one reaches a certain age, that becomes a very big topic. Because it's cold.
We had our first snowstorm today.
Oh my gosh! Seventh? Yeah.
Snowstorm. And it wasn't bad. I mean, it's just like the snow kind of stuck to the grass. The streets were clear. Kind of had to clean off the car a little bit. So it wasn't like a big deal. But it's just kind of like one of those things, the first new snow, you look out the window and you're like, ah, fuck. Like, here it is. Yeah. Here it comes.
Yeah. You can always tell who's new to the area because they're like, it's so beautiful. And then after all, this shit stop.
Yes.
For the love of God, make it stop. That is
wonderful. So how's your weather, Alan?
It's becoming fall-y.
You've almost got cold water again?
I do have cold water again.
Yay!
That's been a couple of weeks now, though. It's currently 60 degrees. I'm supposed to get down to... we're supposed to have like an actual freeze like next week, which is... crazier.
Aw. Global warming.
Houston will go crazy.
Yeah, it will.
You get actual ice?
I mean, it's supposed to be like 31, so.
Yeah. What was that, Brita? Hey. I'm sorry.
They do not get like ice. They get like frost on the car.
Yeah, well, that's the same thing because none of them have ice scrapers. Right, Alan?
I actually have one.
Well, yeah, now.
Brita sent me an ice scraper.
Take video if you ever use it.
I know.
We have video of him sledding.
I probably won't ever use it here. Unless the climate really changes.
No, it won't. It'll only get warmer.
What could happen?
But if we start, if Houston started getting like Cleveland weather... Oh man, it would be awful because we got all those high bypasses and all that.
Oh yeah,
it would be insane.
Well, it's funny because like having just come back from Florida, if there were ever a place,
Jay, we wanted to talk about your Florida trip.
Well, I'd be happy to talk about my Florida trip. But, like, Florida's so flat. It's, like, the perfect place for snow. Because you can push it pretty much anywhere. You don't have to...
Just push it off into the ocean.
Yeah. Well, like...
Yeah.
You know, the bigger problem with snow, you know, when it comes to driving, is starting and stopping on hills because of, you know, the reduced foot, which isn't a big deal in Florida because it's all flat.
True. Yeah.
The perfect place, except that it's, you know, below the equator, so they don't ever get snow.
Unless the climate changes.
Well, no, it only gets warmer out. Come on, it's only ever gotten warmer.
I remember when it was supposed to get colder.
Oh, yeah. But that didn't happen because history started yesterday. So now the science is settled, and Google now apparently has 1,000 employees signing a document to force Google to do something about climate change. And I'm like, you know what solves that? Massive layoffs. Bye!
Yeah, what's Google's carbon footprint?
Yeah. Yeah, if I were Google, I'd be like, that's nice. You're all fired. Bye.
Well,
when you start...
the sunspot activity is still very low.
Yep.
I mean, and this is like how many years now that we've had very low sunspot activity?
Yeah. A lot.
Yeah.
I don't remember the exact number, but it's a lot. It's like, you know, going to get colder a lot.
Mm.
So, but tomorrow I have something exciting going on. Well, it's exciting to me.
Okay. Okay.
The Union Pacific Railroad in honor of its 150th anniversary of the Transcontinental Railroad has reconditioned one of the largest steam engines ever
made. Oh, it's awesome.
The it's a 4884 articulated steam engine.
I have no idea what that means, but
well, it means it has
neither, it sounds cool.
It has four little wheels on the front. It has eight driving wheels that are driven by the pistons, and then it has four little wheels in the back. That's how they 484.
Okay.
But it's so long, it's articulated, which means it can bend in the middle because it's so long, it has to be able to bend to go around curves. It was built in 1941 and designed to carry freight over the mountains in Utah. And when it was built, it was designed to go up to 80 miles an hour.
1941.
Yep.
That's astonishing because you're in the age of, you know, automobiles and trucks, but also aircraft.
Yep.
You know, that they, wow.
Well, they didn't, they hadn't made the, like, diesel electrics yet.
True.
So, but yeah, it ran its last road in the late 50s sometime. And then it's been on static display in California somewhere. Union Pacific a few years ago bought it back and took it to their steam shop in, I don't know, Cheyenne, someplace up north, and basically rebuilt the whole thing from scratch to make it run. Turned the wheels, replaced all the parts that didn't work, rebuilt it from the ground up, converted it to run on fuel oil, and it's been touring the country as a working steam engine.
Wait a minute. Hold on. How does that work?
What do you mean, how does it work?
Oh, the fuel oil. Never mind. Yeah, the fuel.
It burns fuel oil instead of coal.
Sorry. Took a second.
Yeah. Apparently, because there's no coal fueling. There's no coal along the tracks anymore. So, anyway, it spent the day in Houston, and it's coming up north to going to College Station and parts north tomorrow, and in the morning it stops in my town for like 15 minutes, but I'm going to go out and take a look at it.
That's pretty awesome. We expect pictures.
Well, I hope I get some. It may or may not rain, so we'll see. But anyway, I'm excited about it.
I just want it noted, Brita, that he's trained. There's a whole new level of nerdery. And I'm not participating because what I know about trains, you could fill a very small thimble.
Well, my grandfather...
Me too.
My grandfather worked on the railroad in Missouri.
Really?
And he was a... He I think he held like almost every job you could have in the railroad before he, you know, got out of that and went on to do other things. But my dad was always a, you know, train nut. My dad was one of those like model railroad guys. You know, he even had one of those like garden railroads in the backyard
with the, really?
With the big trains that run around. That bug did not bite me, but I know a lot about trains as a result. Sort of inadvertently, but anyway, it's cool. One thing was cool about it. Modern trains.
I don't know, Alan. I could see you doing all the model train stuff. I could see you getting into that.
I don't have the patience for it.
Uh huh.
Anyway,
maybe when you're retired.
Yeah, probably not. Anyway, the is one interesting thing is, you know, modern trains have all this like automatic throttle controls and stuff like that for safety. Things they can't really put on a steam engine. So they had to get like a special waiver to be able to drive this thing on the train tracks. And they have to do, you know, it's kind of like the train equivalent of the, you know, wide load car. They got to take all these special precautions because the steam engine doesn't show up in the, you know, like all the other trains. So
there could be millions of these ghost engines just roaming the rails.
Well, there sure are ghost engines roaming the rails. You never know.
I don't know that anybody's ever associated steam engine with stealth. It's just one of those things.
Not really a stealthy thing. Not really something anybody ever tried to make quiet either. It's not like they have... You know, when I have mufflers and stuff like that on them. Yeah,
trains don't sneak up on you.
Yeah.
Although.
So does it still like technically produce steam?
Yes,
even
it
though
does.
It's not coal. Okay.
The coal they burn the coal.
It's just the fuel, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And so instead of burning coal to heat water to steam, they're burning oil to.
Okay. Cool.
Create the steam.
Neat.
So.
Well, I hope you get some good pictures. I'd like to see it.
Well, there's already lots of good pictures. You can look it up. If you want to do an internet search for Union Pacific Big Boy Engine Number 4014, I'm sure there's all
Did
kinds
you
of
tell
stuff.
The research librarian to look something up on the internet? Really?
No, I'm telling people listening to look it up.
Ah, yes.
I would not presume to tell people anything else.
I'm off the clock. I don't look anything up. I'm not at work.
Yeah, that's it. Off the clock, not steal.
That's a lie, though. I can't resist the urge. Like, oh, God, I must know now. I have to look it up.
Just imagine how neat it would have been if you'd had the internet when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Instead of reading the encyclopedias, you could have looked up literally anything.
Funny story on that, Alan. I made a comment at one point, and my son was talking to me, and something about not having the internet, you know, growing up. And he was like, "How'd you look stuff up?" He's like, "How did you? How did you get to Google to look stuff up?" And I was like, "There wasn't a Google when I was a kid."
No Google.
9 or 10. He's like, his eyes got wide, and he's like, "Well, what did you do?" And then I explained the process to him. I'm like, "Well, you see, we had the what was called
library.
So you go to the encyclopedia, and you would look up the subject, and if it was there, you'd have a very small entry that could get you started. And if not, you'd have to go to the library and go through the card catalog.
Yes.
On the subject." His eyes, he was just like, "That's like the Stone Age, Dad." Yeah. It was so alien to him when you can open up a browser window and type whatever you need into Google. And there's all the information.
Do you remember the periodical index?
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
The books, the giant
books. Uh-huh. Yeah. What a.
And my,
well, I hated those because the microfiche.
Yeah.
Oh my god. The periodical index was always so, like, you'd go through it, right? And you'd find, like, the perfect article. Oh, my God, this is it. And then you talk to the librarian, they're like, no, we don't have that magazine. Fuck.
Yeah, but you know what you do then?
What?
You use that fucker as a site anyway in your paper because you know nobody's going to go look it up.
Oh, my gosh.
You photocopy that one page.
That's right.
Well, I got to tell you that the databases that libraries subscribe to nowadays are just wonderful, you know, for that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's all different. We don't have flying cars, but...
You get full text articles online. Like, how great is that?
On your phone. Yeah.
Yeah, on your phone. On your phone. You're right. You're right.
Yeah,
that was God. Brave New World.
Yeah.
Speaking of things.
Yeah, what?
I'm not even going to bother to segue. I'm just going to take a hard U-turn.
Okay.
We had our first Facebook post deletion.
Yes. I don't even know what that was.
And we have no idea. In the score report group, Brita got a notice that a post was found objectionable by Facebook. And I don't know, the way I read it, it kind of looked like this was Facebook themselves that found it objectionable.
It didn't
seem like anybody, it wasn't reported that people, you know, it didn't say anything about somebody reporting it or anything
right.
like that. It just, you know, it looks like.
I'm suspecting that it may be like some article that Facebook doesn't like for whatever reason.
Right.
Right. Because you know how Facebook is. Like, they decide, no, this article is a no-no.
Right.
And anybody who links to that article
right.
Gets tagged. But it came as a big surprise to me.
Yeah, it was a surprise to me. I didn't and the fact that they don't tell you which one it was.
Right. And also, like, I don't post, like, what were they telling me? I gotta look for the thing, but they're saying it. How did they term it? Oh, geez, now I need to look. But it was like, I was encouraging people to harm other people, kind of thing. Like
coordinating.
I don't know.
Violating community standards.
Something. I don't know.
That's your score report, guys. We're just corrupting the youth of America. Next thing you know, them Italians are going to have everyone carrying switchblades.
Hold on. That's it.
It says, violating community standards. See details. It goes against our community standards on coordinating harm. What? And I'm trying to think, like, I was like thinking, did I post something like, you know, string them all up. Like, did they post something like that? I don't think I did. I mean, I may have because that's how I usually feel, but
no.
I didn't. I mean, I post like, and if anybody's listening to the show, we have a Squirrel Report private group on Facebook. It's the SQRPT on Facebook. If you want to look us up, if you want to join us, it's a good page. People interact and it's fun. And you listen to the show, or you don't. I don't know.
If you rat
but there's lots of people on the page, and it's. I think it's pretty benign, you know, as far as like right wing kind of libertarian pages on the internet go. You know, I think it's pretty benign. I post a lot of squirrel pictures and links to Spice House, you know, stuff like that.
This is real stuff like that.
But apparently, Squirrel Report took issue Facebook. With something. And I can't figure out what it was. If anybody knows what it was that disappeared, because it says Brita Fallon's post was removed. So it's something I posted.
You are such a
Rita. I know, I'm such a trouble.
You're such a troublemaker.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't,
but that
I don't,
that was kind of came of a shock to me. I've kind of been expecting it just based on, you know, just based on what our group is, right? I've been expecting it, but I thought that since it was a private group, we wouldn't really. I don't know.
Maybe we need to be.
Well, whatever.
It's
or we just move the group to MeWe or something like that.
Oh no. That's so much work. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Kind of is. I wish they'd tell us what it was.
Yeah. But they didn't. Yeah. I mean, I'm clicking every C details that I can find and it doesn't tell me what post it was. So
just post everything you've posted in the past week and see what gets
going. Well, what's funny is they give you this thing and they tell you if you repeat it, the group could be deleted.
Disabled. I know.
But they don't tell you what the fuck it was you did wrong.
Right. I know.
So how do you know what it was if you can't?
Like, Ozzy, yes. Man.
Someone in the group suggested that we might have a mole.
I don't think so.
Reporting us to the Facebook authorities. And really, if you have that much time on your hands, God love you. But, like, you know.
In the words of Arlie Ermey, show.
Yeah.
Do what?
Gunny Hartman. Choke yourself.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that cut out.
Come on,
Skype,
Alan.
Skype, man. Skype.
Oh, okay. All right. It was muffled through my beard.
Yeah.
Are you guys doing the No Shave November?
I'm too vain to do that.
I've been doing the No Shave for the last year or so.
Well, I'm doing the No Shave November.
Squirrel.
I thought that was what
that's
you
right.
Did every, you did that every winter.
Every winter, man.
Lush pelt. No, I'd have to stop shaving my head, and I'm not about to do that.
Oh, yeah. Please don't.
Because I look like I look.
Please don't.
I look like I'm Bob in accounting. No offense to accounting. Wonderful people.
Poor Bob. In accounting.
Know. Yeah, poor Bob. Vaguely missing accountant, but you know.
Well, you know, they say about bald men, more testosterone.
You know, that is true. Grass doesn't grow in a busy street and blah, blah, blah.
There you go.
And other than that, I'm not going to shave my beard, but I haven't shaved my beard in a long time. I haven't even trimmed it in a while. It's almost long enough to braid. Anyway, sorry. I'm ranting.
Oh, man.
Still trying to figure out who ratted us out.
Yeah, I don't know.
I will fight them.
I think, you know, because, yeah. You know, Facebook employs these people that look at everything. And I think somebody just decided they didn't like whatever it was. And unfortunately, there's no recourse. You can't do anything. There's no,
Nothing. Well, I'll try to mind my P's and Q's, but I can't promise anything.
I wouldn't bother.
Because I'm just going to post whatever I post.
Yeah.
Breed is the iconoclast who plays by her own rules.
I can't.
That's
I can't,
right.
You know, that brings up another thing is I can't keep it straight. Are we against whistleblowers today? Or are we for whistleblowers today? I can't.
It depends on the whistleblower.
You know, it's like, I can't keep up. It changes so quick.
Whistleblowers should have complete anonymity and never have to face the people they're accusing and protected at all costs. And others, no, fuck that. Fuck that guy. Fuck that guy right out of a job.
You know what's funny is the person, this was about ABC. And the person that did that released the video, or the audio, or whatever it was, now works for what was it? CBS.
Yeah. Different company
Completely
altogether.
Completely different company. CBS tracked them down after ABC told them about it and fired them. Holy shit!
Yeah.
I would be lining up a lawyer, an employment lawyer, so quick.
Yeah.
That's.
Well, that's a wrong termination.
Yeah.
Because you didn't. That person did nothing wrong at their current job.
Exactly. And you can argue about whether they did anything wrong at ABC.
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, you know, the news is always about, you know, truth to power and, you know,
right.
People need to know. And
where the true democracy dies in darkness. I'm like, oh, you hypocritical motherfucker. Don't you even dare.
Democracy dies in darkness and we're out shooting out the lights. So, yeah, it's funny. It's like, you know, fired from a network for leaking.
Yeah.
After all the, so, and, you know, that brings up the whole other Epstein thing, which was, so ABC's excuse for not running the Epstein story was journalistic standards.
They have standards?
Yeah. So apparently 3 years. 3 years ago, they had standards, but when Kavanaugh was, you know,
yeah,
the Kavanaugh thing was going on, they had no standards whatsoever.
They couldn't corroborate enough of the Epstein story to run it, which, again, you know, someone else pointed out that at the same time they were deliberately spiking stories on Epstein, they were clutching their pearls over Trump's comment from 2005.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, so you've got this very, very powerful dude who's bringing other powerful people to a private island to rape children.
Right.
But we don't have.
And they knew it. They knew what he was doing.
Yeah, they knew.
Can we please talk about the British thing?
Yes.
With Jeffrey Epstein?
Because that's, which apparently, I thought,
a pivotal thing.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's like, oh, Epstein and the Clintons, Epstein and the Clintons. But nobody's really looking at the British royal family and Epstein. I mean, Prince Andrew has been caught with Epstein. There are photos of Prince Andrew with one of Epstein's young women, underage young women. Has his arm around her, his hand on her waist. And she, this is the girl, Virginia, I don't know her last name. Her first name is Virginia, but she has come out and said, yes. Yes, I was trafficked to lots of powerful men, including Prince Andrew. And Prince Andrew should be in prison for what he did. And when this whistleblower released the, you know, this, what was it, ABC, NBC, whatever it was.
ABC.
ABC. Thing of this reporter saying, yeah, I had the story for three years, but one of the reasons that they didn't want to release it was because the palace, they referred to the palace, was threatening them and bullying them in all sorts of ways to not release the story. And the news channel was concerned that they would not get interviews with Prince William and his wife. So they backed off on the story.
Yep.
So they knew what was going on, but because be able to run stories like the highly clickable, highly watchable things about Prince William and his wife, Kate Middleton, they wouldn't get the exclusive interviews, exclusive access to the palace and the royal family. They said, okay. And this was like, what, like 3 years ago, right?
Yep.
So that's 3 years of children getting raped by Jeffrey Epstein.
Right. So that they could continue to cover the royals.
Right.
That are, it's on this side of the pond, it is fucking meaningless.
Right. Yeah, it's all about the clicks and the views, man. So
yeah, but it's also about the the elite and the people that want to rub shoulders with the elite. You know how reporters are. I mean, if they can, you know, if they can interview somebody in their mind, that means they're the same, right? You know, when Sam Donaldson's interviewing the president, as far as Sam's concerned, he's right up there with the president. You know, they're the same. So they get this huge ego thing of maintaining, you know, the, you know, so it's not just about, you know, the advertising and the clicks and all that. It's about, you know, maintaining their elite membership.
Mm.
And their elite access to these things.
Well, the whole thing's disgusting. And really, at a certain point, see, you know what the problem is, that the percentage of people who actually pay attention to this stuff and the percentage of people who just read MSNBC and CNN and USA Today, I think there's a greater percentage of those people than people who actually pay attention.
Of course there are.
So, you know, we're still losing. And I think it's like, it's going to come down at a certain point to like a media war. I have been saying this on the Squirrel Report for like literally years. It's the media, it's the media, it's the media. But it is.
If there's going to be a war, do we have to pick sides, or can we just hope they all lose?
Hmm.
Can I supply knives? I'm just saying.
Are you suggesting a civil war, Jay?
No. Just I want the media to hold themselves in dying to fight. Because they all suck. They're all awful and just contributing to the continued dumbification of America.
Oh, well, certainly that's the whole point, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not, you know, we have this, you know, there's there's this huge problem in science with reproducibility and things like that. Mm-hmm. And scientism, which is basically applying things that sound like science to things that aren't science. Like global warming. And the media does something similar to that, because they have this illusion that you can boil everything there is to know about a thing into one, you know, 5-inch article, and then boil that down to one headline.
Yeah, because people only read headlines, right?
Right, and that's everything you need to know about subject X. But the reality is, you know, 99.999% of the time, their reporting on that subject is completely wrong. And, you know, it's like the old, who was it? Was it Mark Twain or somebody else who said that if you don't read the paper, you're uninformed. If you read it, you're misinformed.
I thought you were going to say, I had my mind made up. Don't confuse me with facts. But
well, that's, you know, but they do, they trot this stuff out, you know, and they do, you know, CNN does their 24-hour news cycle, and, you know, they have it on all screens in all the airports that everybody just stands in front of, you know, blindly, like while they're waiting to get on their, you know, their next plane. And, you know, people drift through this sea of crap that is like, you know, inundates their brain, and they're not paying attention to it, except their subconscious is, you know, and they get these impressions like, oh, Orange Man bad. Oh, Obama scandal free. Democrats, yay, you know, it's just stupid. But this, we spend so much time and effort and attention on this crap.
It's kind of a revelation when you realize Hollywood is wrong about literally everything.
Oh, Hollywood's definitely wrong, but the media is wrong about everything too.
Include the media in Hollywood, because it is entertainment. It has nothing to do.
Well, that's what if you read the fine lines, all these TV news shows, they're entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
They're not news.
You know, this is funny, but I noticed today on my Facebook memories, 7 years ago, I posted a quote from Joseph Pulitzer. 7 years ago. And the quote is, "A cynical, mercenary, demagogic press will produce in time a people as base as itself."
Ooh.
Well, he would know.
Yeah.
He would know.
7 years ago?
Yeah.
7 years to go today, I posted, "Everybody ready for more flexibility?"
Obama with
Putin. With Russia. Yeah.
It's funny how things come around, right?
That was okay, but Orange Man bad.
Well, yeah. Okay, yeah. So since when is it suddenly wrong for a president to do something that might help him politically?
Well, he's got an R after his name.
Because presidents do things that help them politically every damn day of since the founding of the country. I mean, it's what they do. I mean, you can't separate. You know, when the president says, "Yeah, we've made the economy great," is he supposed to go, "Oh, but you can't vote for me because of that"?
Right, right.
You know, I mean, we had a war, we stopped a war, we did whatever, you know, but oh no, you can't vote for me because of that. Can't be political, sorry. You know, I mean, the whole idea is ridiculous.
It's the power of the incumbency, and it was fine,
right,
4 years.
Oh, yeah.
It was not fine 12 years ago. And it was fine 20 years ago. It's like a pattern.
Yeah. I can't put my finger on it.
I can figure it out, but.
Yeah. Something going on.
You know, it's like I wish we were making this up. I really do. But, you know, again, you couldn't make this up. You really couldn't. Nobody'd believe it. You put this in a novel, people would be like, "Oh, come on, you know, you're exaggerating." You're like, no, actually, we're not exaggerating. It really is this bad. They really are this biased, and they're not even bothering to hide it. They don't have to hide it.
What was the thing they did after the after they killed al-Baghdadi, and the media lined up to tell the entire world what a great guy Baghdadi was?
Yeah.
He was an austere religious figure.
Yes.
What?
Oh, he wasn't a coward for committing suicide because, you know, that takes bravery, you know, to slaughter your family rather than you be captured. That's a hero to the media because they would literally do anything to avoid giving Donald Trump credit for anything. And you stop and think about how horrific that thought is, that you would rather suck the dick of a fucking piece of shit like Baghdadi than say, "You know what? Trump got this one right." I don't remember any Republicans in 2011 going, "Well, Osama bin Laden built daycares. We should."
You know, he loved animals too, so.
Yeah. Yeah, the Republicans were too busy going, "I wish they hadn't killed him so they could drag him through the fucking street."
Right.
You know, there was literally the only complaint was that, you know, boy, it'd sure be nice if we could use him as a fucking pinata. Other than that,
right?
No, we're perfectly fine with the SEALs killing him. We're happy with that. We just wish, you know, we could all help.
It's a bin Laden pinata tour.
Yeah,
You could have retired the national debt selling tickets for that.
Yeah, $100 a whack. Oh hell yeah! Make more money than a stripper during Fleet Week.
That's a lot of money.
We weren't. You know, Osama bin Laden. You know, revered figure in, you know, revered Asian philosopher. Yeah. I mean, what the fuck? You're coming out with these just bizarre, it's the only way to put it, these just bizarre convolutions, you know, to claim that this guy was some, you know, ooh, he was an austere religious figure. Like, what? What are you people smoking?
they're
to come up. Yeah, but you know, again, it just boils down to the Orange Man did this, therefore it is bad. It's just, it's astonishing how simple it is.
Mm-hmm.
Just they've literally boiled this down to fucking George Orwell's Animal Farm: four legs good, two legs bad. That's what we have come to.
Yep.
Yes.
D this good or bad.
This is the sheep bleeding. Orange Man bad. Orange Man bad. And it's literally it. There's no thought involved. It's a chant. If you try to say, well, you know what? This guy was a real fucking piece of shit, and the world is a better place without him in it. Orange Man bad. Orange Man bad. You see that the woman, the American woman that he killed,
yeah,
was like,
yes,
you know, my daughter would still be alive if Trump had been president when she'd been captured.
Yep.
That's so, so sad.
Yeah. Orange Man bad. I was listening to people complain about Trump after the slaughter of the Mormons in Mexico.
Mm.
Trump reached out and said, you know, if you guys need help in working with
kicking
this,
some ass
here, we yes, know that the Mexican military lost a gunfight with the cartels. So we're happy to help. And it was, Trump only cares when white people are being killed. He didn't care when it was brown people being killed. And it's like, first of all, you fucking piece of shit, these were Americans who were killed.
Right.
Mexicans killing Mexicans is not our problem. And if he had volunteered to help, then you would have been like, why is he volunteering to help? He should be helping Americans instead. Literally, he could come out and say, we're going to give every American $100. And there would be complaints that it either wasn't enough or certain people don't deserve it or something. There'd be something wrong with it.
Yep.
And next year they're going to be so shocked. So shocked. How on earth could he get reelected? I don't know anyone who voted for him.
Well, unless they managed to, you know, cheat and steal the election.
Yeah, but they're going to nominate Joe fucking Biden. I mean, remember Joe Biden.
I'm just reading an article right now where it says a new poll shows that Hillary Clinton is in a dead heat with Joe Biden. Where she jump into the race right now? Please do it.
Yes, because, you know, she already beat him, remember? That was her comment. I already beat him once.
Right.
That's not how this works.
Not how any of this works.
Yeah, and I never forget. I always enjoy pointing out how it was the Democrats who were complaining about how Trump said he wouldn't necessarily, you know, be okay with whatever the results of the election was. You know, oh, that's just awful.
That's
not to mention it was the Democrats who bolstered him up in the media.
Oh, yeah.
It was intentional that Donald Trump was all over the fucking media.
Yep.
Before the primaries.
Yeah, because they
were he was the only one anybody was interviewing. He was the only one anybody was talking about. Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump. And that was intentional by the Democrats. I can't remember where I saw the link, but it was like in an email. We're going to prop up Donald Trump and make him the nominee.
Right.
And how'd that turn out for
you? Well, you got to think like one of those elitist pieces of shit, right? So if you think about it, you know, you live in your little bubble. So you've got, you know, several Republicans running. You got, you know, Ted Cruz. You got Jeb.
And, Jeb you know, Bush.
Both of those seem like fairly, you know, standard electable candidates, right?
Right.
So, you know, one of them might give Hillary a run for their money. Who's the biggest clown we can promote?
Yep.
because they could. None of them could take. You look at those. Look at those compilation reels of all the Democrats saying, "Oh, Trump, he has no chance. He never happened. Never get elected. Never happened." They were so sure.
Hillary Clinton has a 98% chance of beating him.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah.
How'd that work out for you again? Remind me.
Well, I just really think that the election of Donald Trump is the American people saying that they're sick of Washington shit.
Yes.
We're sick of your shit. I think it was a important and great moment in American history. And I think at a certain point, people are going to look back and be like, yeah, we did that. Hopefully it'll continue. But you know how... Well, you know how the pendulum swings in American politics. I don't know.
Or the Democrats.
I can't predict anything, but
Democrats will double down on their cheating, and a Republican will never get elected again, ever.
That could happen, and then we'll have civil war.
Well, what's gonna be fun? And yeah, we're gonna. I'm gonna veer off into something Jay can't talk about.
Oh no!
But okay. Since Virginia became a blue state, well, you know, blue because
they're dumb.
Well, no, people don't forget that the state of Virginia went for Hillary Clinton in the 2016 election. So the fact that when they have another election after that, more Democrats get elected shouldn't be a shock and a surprise to anybody. So what's going to be interesting is, you know, the Democrats in the state house now are going to go full court press for gun control, because there's nothing they like better than, you know, sticking it to the rubes when they get the chance. So it'll be interesting what happens in Virginia.
Yep.
There's already a West Virginia. There might be a Northeast Virginia and a Southwest Virginia. Because if you look at the map, if you look at the electoral map of the district map of Virginia, the blue is that little, you know, the heavily populated areas near D.C.
There are three tiny little islands.
Yeah.
There's Northern Virginia, there's Richmond, and then I think it's out by Roanoke, which it is. There's a lot of colleges out that way.
Yep. And the rest of it's a sea of red.
The rest of it is, if you take much like the county map of the U.S.
Right.
Presidential election, you can remove the blue, and it's, you know exactly what it is. You remove the blue from the map in this election, you can still see Virginia.
Right.
You remove red, and you've got three random blobs.
Right.
Ugh, that's terrible.
But because it's the population centers, and the biggest of which is fed by the federal government.
Well, like so many movies, you know, it's the Game of Thrones wasn't intended to be prophetic, but you know, the rubes in the country that exist just to feed the people in the cities is, you know, that's kind of the way they want it, right? The cities make all the decisions.
Yep.
And flyover country just, you know, shuts the fuck up and does what we say.
They'd keep providing the food.
Yeah. Problem is that doesn't work. Because, you know, when...
You just go to the supermarket and that's where your meat appears, Alan. Come on.
Right. Yeah. I just, you know...
Hunting is murder. Get your meat from the supermarket where no animals are harmed.
Oh, man.
Did you see that kid this week who was like, what did the deer ever do to you?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that thing?
He's in that hunter's face. Yeah. What did the deer do to you?
He was made of tasty meat.
Yeah, I mean.
That's what it was.
Dumb. That's just a non sequitur. What did the deer do to you? It's not like you shot the deer in self defense.
It was on Long Island. Is that true?
I don't know. They have...
Wait.
Oh, no, nobody owns guns online.
Yeah, no, it says angry kid shouts obscenity at hunter over killing deer on Long Island. But I read an article where somebody did, you know, check the statistics, and apparently one person was killed by a rifle during the past year, and six people were killed by deer running into their car. So
here you go.
Self-defense. That's what that deer did to me.
Yeah, self-defense, man.
Let this be a lesson for the rest of you, deer.
Ruined my grill, damn it.
Like I said, what did he ever do? He was made of meat.
That's
do you have a lot of deer in your area, Jay?
Oh, my God. We have a ton of deer. Yeah, and something's going on this particular season because I have seen, I routinely run around my neighborhood. I've seen more dead deer hit by cars.
Oh.
This year alone than the past 5 years before this.
You better watch out for ticks.
So, yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh, yes, ticks.
Ticks, or if it's, you know, the food situation's that bad, or I don't know, but it does not look happy or fun. There's a lot of deer who will not be around. They will not be coming down for breakfast.
No.
I'm always amazed at the people that think it's perfectly okay for, you know, a bear to kill another animal and eat it, or you know,
or Buick,
an eagle, or whatever, you know, some other animal to kill and eat another animal. Like, but for some reason, humans are bad for wanting to eat
meat. You know, we've got this Impossible Burger from, is it Wendy's or Burger King or one of the?
Yeah, that thing's supposed to be really bad for you.
Of course, it's all chemicals. You know, the same people that are like, "Ooh, no GMOs," are like, "We've made a meat substitute that's, you know, it's basically petroleum products." But
they told you right there in the name, you didn't want to be eating it. Impossible Burger.
No, I'm good. Like, all of a sudden, like, oh, we're going to look back and eating meat is wrong. You're like, oh, yeah. It only, you know, not eating meat only goes against all of recorded and non-recorded human history.
Well, not only that, but if you're a pregnant mother and you don't eat meat, your child will have development problems. You know, so when you're born vegetarian. When you're a vegan and you're pregnant, you're actually committing child abuse.
Yeah. Oh, but that's okay, because until the kid's born, and even after they're born, just ask Governor Blackface, it's okay to kill them.
Well, I guess that's right. Doesn't matter anyway.
Right.
I mean, this is the party of science, though.
Remember,
you know, the party of science.
They're not human until they can donate to Hillary's campaign.
But somehow we're able, as human beings, to overcome our biology. And say, no, I'm going to be vegan. I don't need animal, you know, I don't need animal products. I don't need animal fat. Yeah, your brain does need animal fat.
Yep.
It does.
Or your IQ measurably drops.
Or you are stupid.
Yeah, literally.
Have
stupid.
Some bacon. Get smarter.
Eat bacon. Get smart. I love that. That's a great campaign, Brita. Eat bacon.
I'll run on that.
There you go.
The bacon party.
That's my platform.
Yeah. Rita 2024.
That's right.
I will crawl over broken glass to vote for you.
Oh, God.
Rita 2024. Proud slogan, I'll fight you.
I'll fight you. Oh, God. I can just imagine the media, like, looking into my background. Like, oh, God. Find me funny stuff in my background that even I forgot.
I just, you know, picture the first adversarial press conference where she just goes over the podium and somebody starts pounding.
With my monkey nut.
I'm coming after you, Acosta. Whack!
Three Washington Post reporters were hospitalized.
I would so win. Are you kidding? Landslide.
Kennedy Breeder got a 25% bump in the polls. You're hospitalized, Shep. really
your press conference is in a boxing ring, and they can ask you the questions, but they have to be in the ring with you.
Secondary campaign is come at me, bro.
Yeah. Come get some.
Oh my god.
A lucky? Well, do ya, punk? We just went off the rails, but it's okay. Oh, what a great show.
Best show ever.
Telling you, read it 2024. I'll fight you. We need to roll with that. We got to get going on this. Form a political action committee, would you?
Oh, okay.
No, Alan, you can help out here because, you know, there's one down in Texas that ain't being used.
What?
Beto.
Oh.
You know, because he dropped out of the race after, you know, letting us know that the Democratic Party really is coming for our guns. How'd that work out for you, Robert Francis?
Didn't work out well at all.
Yeah, who else?
I think I just, bless his heart, like, Beto, like, what did he say? That he was born to run for president. I can't imagine being him right now.
Well, they're trying to run. Who's that? Who's that one? That stupid woman from Georgia that keeps claiming she won the governor.
Adams or Abrams or
yeah, she's running for vice president. Or she's trying to put her name in the ring to be vice president. I'm like, you couldn't even win a fucking election in your own state. You know, it's like, what is it? Democrats with these?
What is her name? I can't remember. Stacey Abrams
or Stacey Adams or something like that.
It was Stacey A. something.
Nobody cares.
Abrams.
We all saw Kamala Harris, you know, explaining her slump in the polls that, well, I guess we're just not ready for a woman of color. And I'm like, yeah. Lady, you're running for the people that aren't voting for you. Are Democrats. So,
yeah.
What are you saying?
Yes, Democrats have always been racists.
Orange man bad. That's what you're saying. It's just.
Has she dropped out yet, Kamala Harris?
No, of course.
She's still in, but she had to shut down a bunch of offices. And, you know, okay, let me make an analogy here. When you're playing Monopoly and you've had to mortgage all your properties and all the railroads and someone else has a couple of monopolies and you're mortgaging all your properties, you ain't the one that's winning.
Right.
Yeah. There's no
turn that ship around. You know, you got a bucket and you're bailing out the Titanic as it's going under.
You're just making the game last longer because you ain't going to win.
Yes. You're prolonging the agony. But yeah, that was very interesting. You know, we're just not ready for a woman of color.
Yeah, that's what it is.
In the Democratic primary. So what you're saying is your fellow Democrats are racist or misogynist or perhaps both.
I'm going with both.
Yeah. Because we've had an African-American candidate. We've had a female candidate. So magically,
her pants weren't creased well enough.
Well, or she didn't spread them far enough. Oh!
No, she already did that, Jay.
You know.
They do say that if Michelle Obama jumps in the race, she might win.
See, that's something I don't understand at all. Michelle,
I think she's black and female. I mean,
but she's a nothing. She's a zero. She's
oh, but she has a book out and she's friends with Oprah.
Yeah, well, there
and
you
stuff.
Go.
Yeah, you know, like she was a lawyer.
And
well, I mean, we said that about Donald Trump. He's like not a politician, so
yeah, but he was at least successful at something on his own.
Right, he was a businessman. He knows about running a corporation. Which, while you know the United States is not a corporation, you have people that report to you. You make decisions for something larger than yourself.
And if you make the wrong one, you lose.
Right. there was at least something there. And let's not forget, Donald Trump had also been on professional wrestling. So,
right. Yeah. Well, you know what? Actually, I'm okay with the Democrats running any fucking person they want to run. I mean, if they want to run Michelle Obama, then more power to them. If they want to run, you know, Pee Wee Herman, more, you know, whatever. and if the American people want to vote for that person, you know, whatever. It's, you know, the whole thing is just stupid.
Yeah. I just, you know, again, I keep coming back to George W. Bush is the least qualified person to ever run for president. Fast forward 8 years. Oh, Barack Obama is totally qualified to be president. Yeah. Really? George Bush was a two-term governor of the third largest state in the Union.
Yeah. Totally Barack qualified.
Obama was a U.S. senator for 187 days.
Right. And voted present for most of the, you know, ones he was there for.
Yeah. You know, again, it's, you know, the whole history beginning yesterday. You know, and you can go back to the stance on military service. 1992 didn't matter because you had George Herbert Walker Bush, a decorated war hero, running against Bill Clinton, who went off to England. Mm. 1996, you had John McCain. Same draft dodger, different war hero. Military service doesn't matter. 2000 rolls around. Whoa, hold on a minute. George W. Bush was AWOL, blah, blah, blah. Pulled strings to stay out of Vietnam, blah, blah, blah. Al Gore served honorably. Military service. 4 years later, you have the same George Bush was a draft dodger and a deserter and AWOL and blah, 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 blah. John Kerry served honorably. Service matters. 2008, we have John McCain again. Or 96 was Bob Dole. I'm sorry, Bob Dole, also a war hero, but same war as Herbert Walker Bush. And then 2008 was John McCain, another war hero, different war. Military service no longer matters. In 2012, they couldn't say anything about Mitt Romney, but... And again, in 16, it was, well... You can't really point out that Donald Trump got deferments during Vietnam because, well, Hillary Clinton never had to register, so...
Right. It wasn't an issue. Yes, it's really weird how the Democrats really love their veterans.
Sometimes. And,
like, John Kerry's running, who is, you know.
Al Gore, who engendered one of the greatest pictures ever, where he was tightening the strap on his M16 with the barrel about 3 inches from his forehead.
Oh, I've never seen that. But yeah, you should post it on the Squirrel Report.
You need to, so one of our intrepid squirrels can dig that up. It's buried pretty deep.
I'm on it.
There is a picture out there. I very distinctly remember seeing it.
Oh, my God.
Very young.
Oh, dude.
I think Brina found it. I actually had a liberal tell me that's how the Army taught you.
No, yeah, they did like, not.
I'm like, you know what? I'm going
to. Oh, my gosh.
Handle Will Ferrell from Anchorman. I don't believe you.
I don't.
Yeah, I guarantee you they never taught him to do that.
You know, I don't know. Alan, you were in the Marines. The Marines say, point your rifle at your own head to adjust the strap.
You know what? They were, and I'm pretty sure this has been like since rifles were invented, is the, there's two
don't
things,
point it at your own face.
Two things you can't do with your rifle. One is drop it on the ground, and the other one is point it at somebody else that you don't want to shoot, including right. yourself. But
you my know, God,
I mean, that's
I mean, all
nothing,
I know.
Nothing will get you yelled at quicker than.
I was gonna say, if you are pointing a rifle at your own noggin,
yeah.
in boot camp, what does the DI do? Al? Does he say, "Way to go, Marine"? That's exactly how you're supposed to adjust your sling.
Yeah.
Or would there be a string of invectives and blue language that hovered in space to this day?
They'd be picking that shit up at Pluto or something. It would be going interstellar. It would be so loud.
It's just, you know, again, no. This was not, you know, this is not standard Army protocol.
Yep.
But yeah, you know, consistency. No, we don't need that. Again, we have boiled it down to Orange Man Bat.
And now they're just making shit up. I mean, this impeachment thing is just complete bullshit. You know, it's like what King George used to do when he'd like send soldiers to your house and they'd look for something you did wrong, you know, and then arrest you for it. You know, right. The Democrats decided on, you know, when the day after the election was held, the Democrats decided they were going to impeach Donald Trump, and they've been looking for a reason ever since.
Right.
They thought Mueller was going to do it, and he didn't. So then they had to make something up because they're running out of time. You know, right. If they can't get this impeachment train rolling before the election, it ain't going to happen, and it ain't going to matter.
Oh, they're going to have 4 more years.
Well, but, you know, they're hoping they can get it done, you know, because if they can get him impeached, they can run against that. You know, go, oh, the president was impeached. You know, let's ignore the fact that everybody in the country knows it was a complete political, you know, bullshit job. So, oh, look at us. We're over an hour.
Yep. It's all cat right. Supper time.
Hey,
it's shower time.
All right.
We didn't even get to talk about Jay going to Florida.
Well, you know what? We can talk about that next week. It will still be fresh in my memory.
Okay.
Did you get a tan?
I didn't get a tan. I did not get a tan. We did go to the
Dang
beach.
Dang it.
We did.
That's
go to the
nice. It snowed here today.
You know, black people don't tan.
Wow.
You know, Alan.
What?
You shouldn't talk.
Hey.
Is Alan tan? Is that what you're saying?
No, Alan's black.
That's right.
According to his 22 and me, 23.
That's right. Actually, on the most recent update, it went up. I started off as 0.3% black, not African. Now I'm 0.7%. So,
well,
I'm like 8%. I think mine went up too.
All right, my brother.
Oh God, I'm from the West Side.
Oh my God. Okay, time to go.
According to the Warren rule, you know.
1,024.
Right. I am
You're going to get your 40 acres and a mule, Alan.
I'm more African than Elizabeth Warren is American Indian, so.
Oh gosh.
Oh boy. Okay.
Squirrels.
Bye.
Until next week. Good night.